from KQED.
Over the last 25 years, the number of assisted living facilities in California has almost doubled. The homes are intended to care for relatively independent, healthy seniors, but that doesn't describe a lot of the people living in them today.
There's been a seismic shift in the population they serve.
That's journalist Deborah Schock of the California Healthcare Foundation Center for Health Reporting. She says the system was set up to meet the needs of people who could use some extra help with the tasks of daily living, and it does, but many of those people need a lot of help.
It's caring for people who are frail, who may have dementia, you know, who may be wheelchair-bound, who may not be able to turn on their own in bed.
Assisted living facilities are not designed to deliver skilled nursing. They're not required to have people with those qualifications on staff. There are no staff-to-resident ratios or many of the other rules that govern nursing homes. While many assisted living facilities do a fine job of delivering care, others are overwhelmed or worse. Schock was the lead reporter for a series called Deadly Neglect that detailed 27 deaths from neglect and abuse.
I worked with UT San Diego, and we were able to get access to a lot of inspection reports, deaths, injuries, elder abuse, people left on the floor for 48 hours in assisted living facilities in San Diego County.
The articles had a politically explosive effect. In San Diego, supervisors voted to fund a special unit in the district attorney's office to target crime in the facilities. In Sacramento, where regulations haven't changed much in close to 30 years, lawmakers held hearings featuring reform advocates like Aaron Bizak, who started a group called Hazel's Army after his grandmother Hazel died in assisted living.
If somebody parked in my grandmother's disabled parking spot illegally, they'd be fined $450. But they kill her and it's $150.
You'll get no argument from the state agency charged with oversight of assisted living facilities that it's time for a revamp. A number of recommendations made in its last annual budget proposal mirror reform bills now pending in the legislature. Raising that $150 fine, upgrading the online database, and that's not all. Pat Leary is the chief deputy director of the California Department of Social Services.
They're going to create a medical expertise unit with a nurse. We are establishing a corporate accountability unit. There are a number of these facilities that are owned by corporations that might have ties to other facilities that are making decisions on a statewide basis. But the way that we track facilities is on a one facility at a time basis. So we've been missing trends.
Two women in San Diego were so frustrated with the lack of data and analysis, they created their own nonprofit and their own database for San Diego and Imperial counties, as well as rural Northern California. Consumer Advocates for RCFE Reform, or CAR, has managed to do what the state hasn't yet, build a publicly accessible online database with 30,000 documents, including inspection, complaint, and civil penalty reports. Here's CAR co-founder Christina Selder.
We find that they're more of a facility protection agency than a consumer protection agency.
Can you give an example?
So there are a number of cases where facilities will have repeat noncompliance conferences for atrocious activities.
Such as?
I'll do the one that we cite all the time in our presentations. So this particular facility had one resident who was left on the floor in their apartment for more than 24 hours and bled to death. Same facility, a dementia resident who was unable to consent to have sexual relations with another resident, but that repeatedly went on. There was a culture of fear among the staff, and so they weren't cooperating during the investigation with the Department of Social Services. That was the third one for this facility. Now, this facility remains open, accepting residents today. There's no caution tape on the door.
I mean, it's almost like, what do you have to do to get closed?
That's Selder's partner at Consumer Advocates for RCFE Reform, Chris Murphy. Their documents formed the basis of some of the reporting that exposed problems in San Diego. Both have degrees in gerontology. Both say they're heartened by all the legislation in Sacramento, especially the bill they sponsored requiring all facilities to carry liability insurance. but Selder worries lawmakers are tweaking a system that is fundamentally dysfunctional. If a growing number of elderly need medical care, Selder says, maybe they shouldn't be in assisted living. Or maybe assisted living should deliver tiered levels of care with tiered levels of regulation. But that's not the discussion on the table in Sacramento, at least not this year.
Other states are figuring this out. We're behind the curve. Other states have rating systems. Other states have assisted living regulated under the Department of Public Health. We're not there. And we're not even talking about it in the right way yet.
What do you want to know about assisted living in California? What's your experience? Continue the conversation online. Look for the link to State of Health at our website, californiareport.org.